I mean, you're working on an oil rig. You're not going to be able to do that on a part-time basis. You mean the other jobs where there's responsibilities, you should be on call. And I agree. But I think what's needed is to sit down and say, well, how many of these jobs that supposedly have to be full-time and totally on call really do need that? And I think raising the question of what you can do and what's the cost of redoing the work schedules compared to the cost of losing really good people. So even on commercial grounds, it's possible. And then there's lots and lots of initiatives now, but still they're small-scale initiatives.
Is there something also about slowing down productivity? Because I think if you have a decision makers out of the office for 1-2 days a week, things will slow down, and maybe that's okay.
I hadn't thought of that. I mean, I was just going to acknowledge the point that, yes, it does make a difference, but maybe it is okay. And I think the point is really asking the questions. How often do decisions have to be made absolutely instantly? And the answer is, sometimes, absolutely, they do. And have we got the arrangements that will enable that to happen? But how often is it? And maybe a frictionless society, as I think, or economy, as it's now, we're now moving towards, is not necessarily an efficient or ultimately an effective one. So, yes, of course, there are circumstances where you need people around the whole time, or at least available the whole time. But then we've got job sharing, we've got modern communications. That, if it's urgent and it has to be decided, then part of the deal is you're available.
Listen to the full 30-minute interview in the MindTools Club.